The next patient is Julio Matos. The last name is M-A-T-O-S. The first name is J-U-L-I-O. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male patient that is following this clinic because of the presence of hypercalcemia. The patient continues to have elevation of the calcium to 11 milligrams percent, and the ionized calcium is 5.6, slightly elevated. The patient doesn't have elevation of the PTH. The patient continues to have a high intake of dairy products and occasional use of TUMS, T-U-M-S, period. The patient says that he eats quite a bit of cheese, period. The patient hasn't had any weight loss, hasn't had any weakness, tiredness, general malaise. He has become more active. He's walking on a daily basis. The possibility of hypercalcemia associated to a paraprotein has been ruled out through serum protein electrophoresis and immunofixation. The patient doesn't have any proteinuria. Number two, excuse me, before that, we are going to request the RPTH to see if that is going to give us some clue regarding the hypercalcemia. Number two, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. He has a in the laboratory workup, a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 27, estimated GFR 64 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, the albumin is 4.3. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under fair control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. Following numbers, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 168/73. The patient has lost 3 pounds of body weight. He says that he gets better readings at home. He's encouraged to decrease the sodium intake and avoid excessive amount of fluid, and we encourage a plant-based diet. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease, and following number has a history of a stroke. We're going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.